Now, some news from the world of sports. And when a team gets on a double-digit winning streak in any sport, the spotlight gets brighter with every win, and the anticipation of who will end the streak and how also intensifies. The Boston Celtics won their 13th game in a row last night in Brooklyn against the Nets, and they've set the stage for a game Thursday night that may draw the attention of fans who would otherwise ignore an early regular season NBA contest. But before previewing that showdown, it's worth noting that last night's 109-102 win over the Nets was led by a player who is proving to be as tough as he is talented. That's Kyrie Irving, who took to the floor wearing a protective plastic mask over his face, a precaution following a facial fracture he suffered when teammate Aron Baynes inadvertently swung an elbow into his face a few days ago. Irving missed only one game after that accident, and he could have begged off playing last night against the Nets, but he donned the mask instead, which gave him some considerable discomfort throughout the game, yet still managed to pour in a team-high 25 points. Marcus Morris also had a big night, 21 points and 10 rebounds, and veteran Al Horford continued his hot streak, also notching a double-double with 17 points and 11 boards. Rookie Jason Tatum added 19. Now, the Celtics have not lost since dropping their first two games of the season. They own the NBA's best record at 13-2, but if they're going to stretch the winning streak to 14, they'll need to beat the defending champion Golden State Warriors, who come to Boston tomorrow night with a pretty gaudy record of their own. 11 wins, just 3 losses, and they feature, of course, the dynamic duo of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Curry, though, sat out Golden State's last game against Orlando with a thigh contusion, and it will be very interesting to see if he suits up for the showdown with Boston, especially knowing that Irving will play despite his own injury. They are different in nature, of course, those ailments, but the guess here is that Curry will very much want to be on the floor to try and end the Boston streak at a baker's dozen. Either way, it'll be a raucous atmosphere at TD Garden tomorrow night for a game that could serve as a preview to the 2018 NBA Finals, although it is very early days in the season to be making that call. To the NHL, and the Columbus Blue Jackets scored a 2-1 overtime win against the Montreal Canadiens at the Bell Centre last night when Zach Werenski wristed the game winner over the glove of Montreal goalie Charlie Lindgren. But to understand the real reason Columbus won the game, you can reference one of Bill Murray's more underrated movies, What About Bob? The Bob in this case is Columbus goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, Bob to his friends, who made a spectacular series of saves in the third period to keep the score knotted at 1 and force the overtime. Bobrovsky's biggest save came when he had lost his goalie stick and somehow managed to turn away a shot on a 2-on-1 when he got his blocker on a puck directed toward net by Jacob Delarose. He also stopped Montreal sniper Max Pacioretty on 3 consecutive shots after that attempt. Bobrovsky made 28 saves in all on the night as the Jackets pick up the 2 points on Werenski's overtime winner. More baseball awards were handed out yesterday. It was nice to see managers of two small market teams who exceeded expectations last season get some recognition. Former Boston Red Sox bench coach Torrey Lovello was named National League Manager of the Year for his work guiding the Arizona Diamondbacks to the playoffs. And Paul Molitor, himself a former All-Star player, managed the Minnesota Twins to a wild-card playoff berth as well. He was named American League Manager of the Year. Locally, the St. Michael's men's ice hockey team is off to a great start in Division II play this year, now on a 3-game winning streak after a 5-2 win over Post University at Carnes Arena last night. 3 Purple Knight rookies shined in this one. Paul McAuliffe netted the first 2 goals of his career, while Tyler Dorval and Cameron Stewart also lit the lamp for their first collegiate goals. Senior and South Burlington native Sam Finkelstein posted a goal and an assist. Purple Knights are now 3-1-1 on the young season. Post is winless at 0-4. It was a lopsided contest between the Norwich Cadets and Castleton Spartans in women's ice hockey as the Cadets shut out the Spartans 9-0 last night. Sophie McGovern scored 2 goals and added 3 assists to lead the Norwich offense. And after 10 years as head coach for the Burlington Seahorses football team, Brendan Carney is stepping down from the job. He took the reins at Burlington in 2008 and most recently guided the Seahorses to a 7-2 record before losing in the Division I quarterfinals to Mount Mansfield. Carney tells the Burlington Free Press he's leaving the job to spend more time with his family, which is understandable as he and his wife have 3 children under the age of 5. Carney himself was a player. He used to play for South Burlington as a quarterback, and he helped guide the then-known South Burlington Rebels to a championship in Division III back in 1998.